Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of thy Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King. Abba, we thank you for allowing us to see another day. We ask you to forgive us for our sins. And we ask that you hear our prayer. Abba, thank you for allowing us to see another Shabbat. We ask, Abba, that you cleanse us thoroughly of all our faults, all our shortcomings, all our iniquities, all our doubts, and anything that hinders us from becoming one with you and your Son, Yahushua HaMashiach. We thank you, Abba, for your word. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your love and your mercy and your long-suffering, Abba. Abba, we ask that you continue to build us, continue to lead us, continue to guide us through all that we go through, Abba. We don't know what we go through, what each other goes through, Abba, but you know. We just ask that you give us the strength, the wisdom, the guidance to make it through any traps that the adversary has set for us. Make it through any deceits that he's stuck in our head. Whatever it is that he's planned, Abba, we ask that you foil it, Abba. Abba, we ask that you continue to heal us mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally. Abba, continue to endure with us, Abba. When your Son walked this earth, he said, how long shall he put up with us, put up with our doubts and our ways and how frustrated he was with us? Because he said that all it took was some faith the size of a mustard seed. And even in that, we are sorely lacking, Abba. So we ask, Abba, that you grow our faith. Remove our doubts. Remove those hindrances, Abba. Be quite clear to us. Dumb it down for us, Abba. Because we're not the brightest creatures. The word said, the donkey knows his master. The fox and everything in this creation knows to praise you, but the pinnacle of your creation don't know. So we're not the brightest creatures. But Abba, we just ask that you continue to be long-suffering. We just ask that you continue to be there for us and love us, Abba. Search for your Son within us. He's there. And prayerfully, we can draw to him as he draws to you. And we'll all be one in it. In Yahushua's name, we give you praise, glory, and honor. Blessed be you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Israel his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Shabbat shalom, family. Shabbat shalom. This is your brother, Daywell. Yeah, magnify thy Torah and make it honorable by way of Kol Elohim, Baltimore, Maryland. And this is my second week. And today we are going to be talking about one of the prayers that Daniel did. It's going to be Daniel chapter 9, but before we do that, we're going to, it's always a reason. Abba puts different things on your heart and on your mind and leads you to a subject. This week and hopefully everybody had a great week. And if you didn't, it's the Shabbat. It's time to lay your burdens down. Whole new week, new day. Reset time, and that's the theme for me every week now that Abba has given me, reset. You get 6 days, that seventh day you rest, reset, you get a do-over every week. The thing that I was talking to my brother Harbell, and I was telling him just some stuff that I was going through, and just about not being. I had a great week, but I was on myself because I procrastinate, I procrastinate a lot, and there's a lot of things that I want to do, and I was never like that. I was never a procrastinator. I was always built. I want to get things done. I like to have an empty plate, so to speak. I want that free time where I did everything, and now I can do whatever I want to do. I just got that free time to do whatever. But I've been doing that because I've been procrastinating, it bothers me. I don't like it. Even though, some things are coming along and everything's going like it's supposed to, but and there's progress being made, but, I was just beating myself up about it. I'm like, man, I got to put more time into this exercise and put more time into all these other little things that I need to do. My brother was like, nah, man, it's coming along little by little, but, we part of that microwave generation. my brother sent me a video. He told me, stop beating myself up about different things. It's going to come along the way Abba wants it to come along and all that. And, he sent me a video and everything. And, Rome wasn't built in a day. So, what I feel as though is procrastinating is, I was at his work, but like my brother was talking about last night, it's our thoughts versus what Abba sees, our thoughts versus Abba's thoughts. And it's that constant struggle of going back and forth. But Abba say reset. Whenever we're like that, he gives us the Shabbat to reset. to refocus and get our minds back in tune, back in the line with him. You know, personally, I just been having these that issue because it's like I want to do stuff and I see myself doing stuff and I can picture myself doing stuff, but physically I'm unable to do it. And it's like, it's that struggle. It's like, well, come on, man, stop saying you can't do it. Get at it. But then I do it and I overwork myself and I'm in the bed for 2 days after the fact, you know, because I know the consequence. The consequence then came to me a couple of times where I didn't overexert myself and I got what I needed to get done. It got done, but I paid the price for it. And it's like, I don't want to pay that price. I don't want to lose 2 days overexerting myself when I could do it every day. You know, I can, I hope y'all get what I'm saying. And when I go through these things, it's like, man, I'm lacking my dedication. Am I dedicated to myself? And you know, I feel like I'm procrastinating. See, but there's no coincidence that this is the time of dedication. The feast of dedication is here. Matter of fact, it's today. Happy Hanukkah. You know? So one of the things we're going to read in the book of Zechariah chapter 7. We'll read the whole chapter. So Zechariah chapter 7, starting at verse 1. And it reads, "And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Darius that the word of Yahweh came to Zechariah in the fourth day of the ninth month, even in Kislev, when they had sent unto the house of Elohim Sherezer and Regem-Melech and their men to pray before Yahweh and to speak unto the priests which were in the house of Yahweh of hosts and to the prophets, saying, should I weep in the fifth month, separating myself as I have done these so many years? Then came the word of Yahweh of hosts unto me, saying, speak unto all the people of the land, and to the priests, saying, when ye have fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh month, even those 70 years, did ye at all fast unto me, even to me? The question came about, should we continue to fast in the fifth month? Should we mourn and do all that? I would say, well, when y'all did it, did y'all do it to me? Was y'all dedicated to me? Was I even on y'all mind when these things went down? Were we together? When you fasted and mourned, who did you do it for? Was it just a spectacle for men? Verse 6, he says, and when you did eat and you did drink, did not ye eat for yourselves and drink for yourselves? Should ye not hear the words which Yahweh have cried by the former prophets when Jerusalem was inhabited and in prosperity and in the cities? Therefore, in prosperity, and the cities. Thereof round about her, when men inhabited the south and the plain. Damn, when y'all doing all these things for yourselves, you ain't even hearing the old times. Look back, you know, reset. And, you know, when Abba say reset, you know, that's the whole point of Daniel and us going through Daniel. Because I had to take a real hard look at my life, you know, go all the way back, you know. And that's the part that really upsets me, because I feel as, see, this is one of those things that we talk about. As a kid, I was a procrastinator, you know. I always waited to the last minute to do something. And I worked really hard to break that habit. So to fall, try to fall back into it, it got me feeling some kind of way. But this is a trick of the adversary. He wants us to get our feelings involved. Once our feelings, and it don't matter which feeling it is, y'all, outside of joy, which is a fruit of the spirit, you know. But when those negative emotions come up, it don't matter how they come up, that's what he wants. You know? And even if you use joy in a negative way, because there are some people that are real happy to go out here and do wrong to people. That brings them pleasure, to go out here and rob somebody or beat somebody up, cause somebody some harm. You know? But that's what the adversary wants. He wants us to feel some kind of way. And so, all right, I'm going to creep in it, because he's in the details. He's in the fine print. You know, in the commercial, when they send you a car and they show you the car and it's nice, they show you the price, and then they run that little part at the end. You can't even understand what he's saying. He's reading so fast. They speed it up. That's where the devil at. It says, verse 7, said, should ye not hear the words which Yahweh hath cried by the former prophets when Jerusalem was inhabited and in prosperity, and the cities thereof round about her, when men inhabited the south and the plain? And the word of Yahweh came unto Zechariah, saying, thus speaketh Yahweh of hosts, saying, execute true judgment. Be honest with yourself, y'all. That's when he say execute true judgment. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. You know my judgments. I gave them to you. You know how I feel about the situation. So he say, execute true judgment and show mercy and compassion, every man to his brother. Everything that we ask of Yahweh every day, Abba, be merciful for it to us. Abba, be compassion, show compassion to us. Execute your right rulings. Right? Everything that we ask of Abba is what we should want for our brothers. Right? It's what Abba is asking, we should want that for our brothers, but that's what Abba is telling us to do for our brothers. Right? Verse 10. And oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor. And let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. but they refused to hearken and pulled away the shoulder and stopped and stopped their ears that they should not hear. We didn't want to be right. The prophets, oh, I've been telling y'all the same stuff a long time. Y'all just, well, they pulled away the shoulders. It was like, get off of me. We're not walking together. You know how, you know, you're walking with a friend and they might have their hands on the shoulder and they just jerk their shoulder away. Don't touch me. We're not cool. We're not friends. They stop their ears up. They don't want to hear. Do right by your brother. They don't want to hear it. It says, yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which Yahweh of hosts have sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from Yahweh of hosts. You didn't hear me way back when. So why is it, so, you know, that's why it's so important. It's so important, y'all, to revisit your life. Think on the old times. Think of how long, because I was sitting I was like, man, it's been 19 years almost for me. Been 19 years almost. And I've learned a lot over the years. You know, I learned a lot over the years, y'all. And when you compile it all together and everything, at the very end, you ain't gonna have no excuse. You know, like my brother said last night, he said, man, and then he called me to be a teacher too. So my punishment is even worse. You know, my punishment is even worse. I get more stripes. Not less, more. You know, but it's very important for us to go back over our lives, because he's going to bring things. He's going to bring things back to your memory. Remember when you asked me about this? Remember you told me about, you know, you asked me about that? And we're going to see how true he really is. He says, yay, but, you know, in this case, we see what the people did. He says, yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which Yahweh of hosts have sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from Yahweh of hosts. Therefore it has come to pass that as he cried, and they would not hear, so they cried, and I would not hear, saith Yahweh of hosts. So if you ain't listening to your teachers, the ones who are sent to guide you, don't be surprised when Abba don't hear, because you're not hearing the messenger that he sent. Just that simple. You know, so many people, they got all these different things to say about the word and how you can just go into it and do this and do that. But you keep on hearing Abba say if you will not hear the person he sent, I'm not going to hear you. If you don't give honor to the person he sent, you ain't got nothing coming. You're not even going to understand this word. You're not going to get it. So, it says, Yahweh, verse 14, it says, but I scattered them with a whirlwind among the nations whom they knew not. Thus the land was desolate after them, that no man passed through, nor returned, for they laid the pleasant land desolate. They had a chance to rededicate themselves. But they hardened their hearts. Like what the word say, today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts like in Meribah. Don't harden your hearts. You know? And then for it to say, they hardened their hearts as an animatic stone. Like, this ain't no normal stone. You know, this is a hard stone. It's something I really use the jackhammer to get to break this one up. You know, so y'all, take the time to rededicate yourself. Take the time to go through your life and think about, you know, the different things I've been showing you through the years. You know, see how faithful he is. When we go read Daniel chapter 9. All right. Daniel chapter 9, verse 1. And it reads, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm over the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years, wherefore of the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah, the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Master Yahweh to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto Yahweh, my mighty one, and made my confession and said, O Master, the great and dreadful El, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets. The theme is the same. Where did we get off? That, you know, all the way back then. We ain't listening to you back then. We ain't listening now. And this is part of the confession, part of his confession. It said, neither have we hearkened unto verse 6 again. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, taking thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Master, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off through all the countries wherewith thou hast driven them because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against thee. So not only was Israel going through it in Jerusalem, but they was going through it wherever they was at, wherever Abba scattered them. They had that confusion of faith. And if you look up the word confusion in the Hebrew, number 122, and that word is Boshek. And it's from 947, from the Hebrew 954, which means shame, right? But it says the feeling or condition as well as the cause, as well as his cause, by implication specifically an idol. But see, we have that shame face. We can't look. We don't have anything to be proud of. We're always looking down. We have that shame face no matter where we are in this world. Fast forward later, because he said, you know, now and afar off. Yeah, well, we are far off, and we still have that shame face. No matter how many times we try to harden it, to show solidarity or we're not afraid or this, that, and enough. We have that face of shame. When other people see us, oh my God. And then with the rise of social media, that's all we can say. That's all anybody can say. It's a whole discussion on how this one group of people act. It says, verse 8, O Yahweh, belong of confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you, to the Master, our Elohim, belongs mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of Yahweh, our mighty one, to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his service, the prophets. Can't get away from him. He walked them around in that desert 40 years to kill off that old man and to build trust. Moses, they're going to believe you. I want them to believe you. But did they? Nope. They followed them, but why was they really following them? You know, think about what we just read in Zechariah. Yeah, you do all this fasting, you do all these feasts and everything, but are you doing these things with me in mind? When Moses gave you my word, and he gave you all my laws and my statutes and my judgments, and you followed him, you did this, that, and another, was you really doing this out of obedience? What was your motive? Because I've been no lip service. You know when you just give them lip service? Verse 11, he says, yeah, verse 11 says, yes, yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore, the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, Moshe, the servant of Elohim, because we have sinned against thee, against them. And he hath confirmed his words, which he spake against us, and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven have not been done as hath been done upon Jerusalem. Let me read that again. For upon the whole heaven have not been done as have been done upon Jerusalem. The stuff that they did in Jerusalem and the stuff that they, and think about all the stuff that we read. How the Greeks was taken and they didn't even get to the Grecians yet. Right, right now we're still in the Median Persians. But these folks are just getting passed over. Because the Chaldeans got them. And then the Median Persians are coming in because this is the time of King Darius. Right? So now they just getting passed around. One person conquering. Okay. We might get out free and we get out free. Nope. You're getting passed to these people. Ain't no getting out of this. Ain't no you getting your freedom back. You get passed to the next one. He says, and think about that, you know, for under the whole heaven has not been done as that has been done to Jerusalem. But in the word of Moshe, it says under the whole heaven, who did the Most High come and take a people for himself? He said, who can say that? So the same way he did something good for you under the whole heaven, can't nobody else claim? Well, he did some bad stuff for you that can't nobody claim under the whole heaven either. Because you were hard-headed. Our forefathers were hard-headed, the same way we are. It's important for us to recognize that way back when, I've been disobeying you for a long time. I am a generational knucklehead. Verse 13, it says, as it is written in the law of Moshe, all this evil has come upon us. Yet may we not our prayer before Yahweh our mighty one, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth in all thy getting, get understanding. Do we pray to understand why we do some of the stuff that we do? Because we heard, you know, the scholarly thing and what we think this, that, and another is. Abba, have we said, Abba, can you reveal to me why I feel this way? Why I have fears of falling back into to these things. I know you're able to deliver. But why do I fear anything? Because you didn't show me you can deliver. If it be your will, if you, you know, that's what you want to do, you're going to deliver me out of it. I know that. I know that firsthand. But yet fear still exists with me. It's like the man say, you know, I believe to help my unbelief. Get it out of there. Destroy that unbelief. Because I just want to believe. Verse 14, it says, therefore hath Yahweh watched upon the evil and brought it upon. See, when we don't ask for help, but just watching and waiting, and where therefore you say, this is why Yahweh watched upon the evil. Because you ain't asking for help. You didn't bring your prayer before him that you might turn from your iniquities and understand your truth, understand his truth. Therefore hath Yahweh watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For Yahweh, our mighty one, is righteous in all his works which he doeth. For we obeyed not his voice. And now, O Master, our mighty one, that has brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and has gotten thee renowned at this day. See how he go? He all the way back in Egypt. Daniel wasn't around when all that happened. But he's referencing everything that's in the past. He's taking it all the way back. When these covenants and these agreements first, you know, that they always reference Abraham, Isaac, back when these covenants were first done. Go back to Egypt. When you first saved us, when you took us and you plucked us out of that bondage. They take it all the way back. You know, when we talk about, you know, being an effective prayer, well, how to pray effectively, we have to look at the examples that are within the Word. And this is one of the examples that's within the Word. We know about fasting. We learned about fasting. We learned about, you know, getting into that, you know, the focus, addressing our Father. You know, we got the model after Yahushua. But this is just more ammo for the arsenal. Where am I? Okay, 15 again. Sorry about that. He says, and now, O Master, our people that have brought, our mighty one, that has brought your people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and has gotten you renowned, as at this day we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Master, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and let your fury be turned away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now therefore, O our mighty one, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the master's sake. O my mighty one, incline thy ear and hear. Open thy eyes and behold our desolations in the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercies. That's why we're coming to you, Abba. We're not coming to you because we did anything right. We come to you, Abba, that you show mercy and compassion unto us. There's nothing that we can do or say that is righteous or honorable. We are filthy, dirty humans. We come from the dust of the ground. That's what you formed us. You breathed your Holy Spirit within us, Abba. Thought to put a piece of you within us, Abba. And we thank you for it. And we ask you, Father, to just give us compassion and mercy, knowledge and wisdom to make it through this life. Back to you. Says, before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercies. Verse 19. O Master, hear. O Master, forgive. O Master, hearken, and do not defer not for thine own sake, O my mighty one, for thy city and thy people are called by your name. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people, Israel, and presenting my supplications before Yahweh, my mighty one, for the holy mountain, pardon, fam. Sorry about that. What was I saying? And present my supplication before Yahweh, my mighty one, for the holy mountain of my mighty one. Verse 21. Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I have now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. And, you know, this is what, you know, he was praying for, remember, at the beginning, he was praying to, and he was reading Jeremiah, studying Jeremiah. And there were some things in Jeremiah that he wanted to know. He got part of that understanding, but then Abba sent Gabriel finish it up, you know. Because Daniel already stood, he understood 70 weeks is determined against that. He said that way back when. But now this fuller understanding is coming through Gabriel. The 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring it in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublesome times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the Prince shall come, and the people of the Prince shall come, shall destroy the city, and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of war, desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice of the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolation. At the end, you know, he got some more understanding of what was coming and gave that to us, you know, like he was supposed to. But the point being, family, that when we reset, when we pray, add that to your offering, you know, look upon your lives, go all the way, take it back as far as you can remember. You know, take it back as far as you can remember and have that talk with Abba about one, his word, to you confessing what you was do, what was done wrong, asking forgiveness for way back when, you know, even that's something Yaka'el, our brother Yaka'el talks about, you know, when we come into the knowledge of us doing something wrong, we're supposed to ask forgiveness for that. You know? We're supposed to ask forgiveness for all those things that we've done in the past to you know, and that's what Daniel did. Not only did he ask for forgiveness for himself, he asked, he was praying for his people. He was praying for everybody that was under him. You know, Abba, forgive me for my past, all the iniquities, not only me, but pray for all of Israel. Everything that we've done in the past, every time we didn't listen to your prophets, every time that we hardened our hearts, every time that we stopped up our ears, every time that we shrugged our shoulders and showed you any type of disrespect, forgive us. You know, because at the end of the day, we want our prayers answered. And we can ask Abba not to delay. That's what that word, that's what I'm saying. Don't defer. He said, Abba, he said, Master, listen. Master, hear. He said, don't defer. That word defer means delay. Make this one happen quick, Abba. I really need this. It's urgent. Put a rush order on this one. We have the right to ask these things as a child. I mean, think about it. Then you worry, you know, oh, I really need this. I really need this. Can you hang it? You know, as a kid. You know, we try to put a rush on our parents. And as a child, we do those things. But within his word, we have the right to do that. You know? But family, I just pray that everything that Abba gives us, all of us, we just keep on adding arsenal. Keep adding to his word. Keep adding to what we learn, that we just become better sons and daughters. That we have each other's backs. And if it takes us dragging each other over that finish line, you know, that we be, that's what we do. If it takes us grabbing a hold of one another and dragging each other over the finish line, when that one who think they can't go on, you know, should load them up, carry each other, do whatever it is that we have to do to make it to the end. You know? Because we all want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what we all want. That's what we all striving for. All right? So, family, if y'all got any questions or comments about anything, just put them on the line. And, again, as always, it don't have to be about, you know, it can be any question. It can be any time. Any question, any time about anything, y'all. We are here. So, with that, we're going to close out. Blessed are you, Yahushua, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy mighty one, who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled, but you are mighty one. Trustworthy and compassionate King. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the mighty one, who is trustworthy in all of his words. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Abba Yah, I come to you again in the name of your son, Yahushua HaMashiach, asking you, Abba, to impart your wisdom unto all of us, through your son, Yariel. I believe it's Yariel who teaches the day. If it's not, whoever teaches the day, that you put your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding within him to give to us, dispense to us. We thank you for your son, Ariel, the words that you put within him, Abba, to give to us and dispense to us, Abba. We ask that you forgive us for all our sins that we commit knowingly and unknowingly. We ask, Abba, that you cleanse us thoroughly, Abba. Cleanse us thoroughly of any hidden faults that we don't see, Abba. We ask, Abba, that we be honest and truthful with ourselves, that we learn to accept your truth. We accept your judgments. We accept your right rules. Not our will, but your will, Abba, be done. Abba, we ask that you continue to reveal your word to us, that we become better sons and daughters, that we get greater understanding, and ultimately be in the image and the likeness of Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, and our soon coming King. Continue to heal us mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And if there be any prayers or supplications, Abba, put it on the people's heart to bring them forward so we can pray. We ask that you open your ear. We ask that you hear our prayer, and we ask that you answer us up without delay, like your word said. Forgive us and forgive our forefathers. Forgive all of Israel for disappointing you and for being disobedient to you and the prophets that you sent to us. We just ask that you continue to show mercy, continue to show us kindness, and continue to grow us. In Yahushua's name, we give you praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, family. Happy Hanukkah. Enjoy the rest of your Shabbat.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation, suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind, times are changing, yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. Overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. I believe, yeah. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side, in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright, cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments, so much I don't understand, so much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, and I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's got a hold on.